Advocates and opponents of gay marriage are using the Massachusetts Marriages to heighten public awareness of the upcoming debate in January. That's when the Defense of Marriage Amendment comes up for final approval before it goes to a referendum, probably in April. Chris Ott of Action Wisconsin says between now and then, his group is urging gay couples to join a campaign called Engaged Till It's Legal.
We're encouraging them to invite friends and family to their future weddings when they do become legal, as a way of showing that we still don't have that freedom here in Wisconsin, and that we face this discrimination and in fact are up against this amendment, which could take away even our hope.
What gay couples hope for, Ott says, are the same kinds of legal protections and benefits that heterosexual couples have. Wisconsin could become one of only three states to enact a constitutional ban of gay marriage. Supporters of the amendment say they still fear a Wisconsin gay couple may try to use a Massachusetts marriage license to bring the issue of same-sex marriages before the state Supreme Court. Julaine Appling of the Family Research Institute says her group is launching a public education campaign this summer to urge support for traditional heterosexual marriage.
Letting them know what the issue is, how they can be involved, educating them on several different levels, and telling the people, look, we have an opportunity to preserve the historic definition of marriage, and we need to let the people of Wisconsin have their say.
Meanwhile, gay activists plan a series of town hall meetings across the state aimed at personalizing the issue. The meetings will feature gay couples telling stories of discrimination in housing and child custody cases, stories like those of Linda Halsey and her partner. They've been together 21 years and are raising two sons who are now 7 and 10 years old. Halsey says under current laws, they can't get joint custody of their children.
We've spent considerable thousands of dollars in legal fees trying to make sure that if one of us dies, that will not be a problem. This has been a big issue, and we would love in our children's lifetime to be able to adopt them. And right now, the only way that can be done is through marriage.
Halsey and others hope stories like this can make the case against the gay marriage ban and for equal treatment and the legalization of civil unions. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.